Mobile Money Wallet and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Bookworld has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Bookworld store countrywide. Bookworld, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. ABSA, your story matters.
Zambia calls for urgent action on escalating security situation in DRC. Dola bus drivers protest over new operating system. In global news, Ukraine says 1 million without heat and water after Russian strikes. Welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Moizina Mwinga. Zambia has called for urgent action on the escalating security and humanitarian situation in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. Zambia Army Commander Lieutenant General Geoffrey Ziele said the situation in Eastern DRC remains precarious and needs urgent attention to protect women and children who have been caught up in the fighting. Lieutenant General Ziele said the conflict in the DRC has a wider effect on the Great Lakes region and urged defense experts to offer solidarity, compassion and determination to act decisively on the matter. He was speaking when he opened the extraordinary meeting of the Specialized Committee of Defense Experts of the International Conference on the Great Lakes region in Livingston today. And International Conference on the Great Lakes Region Deputy Executive Secretary Ambassador Yasser Ibrahim Ali Muhammad said the activities of the AFC M23 rebels continue to destabilize the eastern part of the DRC, especially the capture of Uvira, a town near the DRC-Burundi border. Ambassador Muhammad has since called on member states to come up with decisive action to stop the escalation, which has deepened the humanitarian crisis and heightened the risk of cross-border destabilization. A group of angry bus drivers operating from across Ndola have rejected some of the changes made in their daily operations, saying the new system is disadvantaging them. The drivers, who held a peaceful protest at Mulungushi bus station, have expressed their discontent with the new operating system, particularly the requirement to stay in line at the main bus station. While welcoming the zoning of routes, the drivers pointed out that staying in line at the main bus station would leave people in communities stranded and result in reduced income, as it would take a whole day to load from town. The drivers have since demanded changes to the system to ensure no one is disadvantaged. And addressing the drivers, vendors, drivers and marketeers association president Mwamba Mumba assured the drivers that their concerns had been heard and urged them to head back into communities after 10 hours, but must adhere to road traffic regulations and not pick passengers from undesignated stations.
So we resolve to Kwebati, Kwarabwa Kera Kunchito, Amazonzi, Gaya Tera, Kwarabwa Kera Munsenda Vanta, Kwati Nazono Kotwabe, Okotwabe. Tera Kwarabwa Kera Munsu, Kwaba Kwichen Chen Tapamuse, Pamuse, Pamuse, Baba and Swan Saba Kwate Mioto, Mioto, including Nava Kwate and Jingarabe and Pamaka, Pamaka.
Meanwhile, Ndola District Commissioner Precious Njekwa has cautioned the drivers against engaging in unruly behavior or protests when aggrieved, but advised them to engage her office to resolve disputes they may have. Police in Jingola have recorded a major breakthrough in the fight against crime after recovering 6 motor vehicles, 2 light trucks and assorted stolen property suspected to have been used in theft-related activities across the district. Speaking during the display of the recovered items at Jingola Central Police today, Copperbelt Province Police Commanding Officer Mwala Yuyi says 4 suspects have since been arrested, including a suspected buyer of stolen goods. Mr. Yuyi says the recovered items include water pumps, solar panels, television sets and motor vehicle spare parts, which police believe were being sold through an organized market for stolen goods. He has since assured that police are determined to dismantle the illegal market, warning that both criminals and police officers involved in such acts will be dealt with firmly.
You see some of our reserves, CCPU, these are people that are volunteering, neighborhood watches. We are not putting the information into our pocket. No, our police officers are changing by day. We are inculcating a sense of responsibility. We want our people here in Jingola district to know that their police still exists. These are real recoveries, recovered by no other than your police officers. We have 4 suspects in our custody because of these things, okay? We have a buyer, someone who is specialized in buying stolen goods. Once you find the buyer, the market, you destroy the market, then you are heading to solve a problem.
In more news, the Human Rights Commission has warned that it will commence the enforcement of administrative penalties against information holders that fail to comply with the provisions of the Access to Information (ATI) Act No. 24 of 2023 after the compliance period expires on June 25, 2026. Commission Chairperson Dr. Pamela Sambo says information holders, including public institutions and private entities, utilizing public funds or processing information of significant public interest, have been given a 2-year period to align their systems and processes with the ATI Act requirements. Dr. Sambo says the Commission has published the Access to Information Regulations and Guidelines to assist information holders understand and fulfill their obligations under the ATI Act. She says the Commission therefore urges information holders to proactively disclose basic institutional information such as structures, mandates and contact details to enhance public access to services.
This includes information on institutional structures, establishment, mandates and functions, contact details, and any other relevant information intended to enhance public access to services. At the expiry of the compliance period on 25th June 2026, the Commission shall commence the enforcement of administrative penalties against information holders that fail to comply with the provisions of the Access to Information Act.
In global news, Russian drone strikes in Ukraine have left more than 1 million people in the region of Dnipropetrovsk without heating and water supplies. Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister says Oleksiy Kuleba added that work was continuing to restore services following the large-scale attack, which damaged infrastructure across the southeast. Electricity supplies were also disrupted for thousands more people in neighboring Zaporozhye, but power has since been restored. The BBC has more on other world stories.
The main opposition candidate in Uganda's presidential election next week has called for a freeze on international financial aid to the government. Bobby Wine says foreign support is sustaining a crackdown on opposition supporters. The United States has announced the suspension of all assistance to Somalia. Washington says the decision was prompted by allegations that Somali officials destroyed an American-funded warehouse containing aid. The Lebanese military says it has completed the first phase of its plan to disarm Hezbollah, but Israel says far more needs to be done. Lebanon's army says the south of the country is now free of non-state weapons. Israel accuses Hezbollah of breaching a ceasefire by trying to rearm.
We now take a break. We'll return with the business news shortly.
You're listening to Phoenix FM.